This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I love to go to auctions, don't you? I know many of you attend. I know some folks who go to an auction every weekend. Now, it's not always farm equipment, but often it is. When you go to a farm equipment auction, it gives you a chance to admire how well some farmers have maintained their machinery. And those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. It's specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is 3 days new or three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Two weather studies from universities are in the news today across our region. First, a report from Northern Illinois University that the infamous Tornado Alley may be shifting to the east. Over the past four decades, researchers found that tornadoes have increased in a large swath of the Midwest and the Southeast United States. At the same time, tornadoes have decreased in the Central and Southern Plains, the region traditionally known as Tornado Alley that includes Oklahoma and Texas. Again, that's according to a researcher, Victor Gensini, at Northern Illinois University. And from This Week in Agribusiness, there's a map put out by Iowa State University that shows for a big chunk of the Midwest ag belt, this has been the wettest growing season in 126 years of record keeping, going back to 1893. Now, the area of the map that shows this is all across northern Iowa, as well as the southwest portion and the southeast area of Minnesota, plus the entire southern half of Wisconsin. It has also been the wettest growing season on record in southeast South Dakota, according to this map of the Iowa Environmental Mesonet, operated by Iowa State University. The Minnesota Board of Health has confirmed the first case of EHD, a disease in deer. Six of seven animals in a small herd in southeast Minnesota died of that disease earlier this month. It's the first detection of the disease in Minnesota deer, though that disease, EHD, is widespread across North America. By the way, it is the season for deer crashes, and insurance companies are offering some advice to keep in mind if you have a collision with a deer. They say move your vehicle to a safe place because your accident could very well occur at dusk or dawn when many of the deer crashes occur and your vehicle may not be as visible to other motorists. Call the police and then take photographs if it's safe to do so. They say stay away from the animal if the deer is still alive. A frightened deer could hurt you, and don't assume that your vehicle is safe to drive. Check it for broken lights, tire damage, leaking fluids. Oh, and make sure your insurance protects you. Insurance companies point out that damages from auto deer crashes usually are covered under comprehensive insurance, not collision coverage. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.